But what does he mean by that?
What kind of message do I send?
Why are boys so annoying?
Finally, hooking you up with millennial dating advice. I'm your host, Heather Hopkins, and you're listening to The Hookup. Hey guys, we are back for another week of The Hookup with Heather Hopkins. I'm Heather Hopkins, and I have someone really special in the studio. He loves pizza. He's been engaged twice. He's been on The Bachelorette. He's been on Bachelor in Paradise. Who do you think it is?
Uh-oh.
It's Josh Murray.
The only person to ever be engaged twice in that show, right?
Is that true?
Not a good thing.
The only person?
Yeah, it's bad. It's bad.
Really?
Yep.
I didn't realize that. Well, I mean, listen. I guess that makes you a pro?
Yeah, I
engager?
Guess I'm a professional
That's
engager.
Good.
That's it.
Good.
I just want to find love. I mean, come on.
He's just trying to find love. But you're single right now, right?
I am single.
Oh,
yes.
Ladies.
Yes.
Ooh, cute.
Single and ready to mingle.
Okay. Well, thanks for coming on the show. Now, Josh has his own podcast as well called Naked. You can tell them.
Yeah, it's Naked Chats with Josh Murray.
He's naked in them,
I
so
am,
ladies, make sure you tune in.
No, it's a metaphor, but sometimes I am.
What is a metaphor for?
It's a metaphor for being raw and honest and open, just being
uh-huh.
naked. Just
and
being
that's
you.
How we're going to be on this podcast, right?
Yep, absolutely.
Here we go.
100%.
Except dating style, right?
Dating style, I'm down.
Okay.
I need to start dating more.
Yes, you do. That's what we're finding through all this.
Okay, we are finding this. I need to date
but
more.
But we're going
to
talk about dating because you have been engaged twice,
yep.
and you've had dating experience. Come on.
I have.
We all have.
I've had a little bit of dating experience, but more on the television side.
Well, whatever.
It forces
it's still
me to
dating
date.
Experience.
It is.
You got this. Okay, so as usual, we always do That's My Jam.
Yeah.
So that means something that you're really into this week. Tell me what it is.
So it may not be as interesting to you, but I'm totally into fantasy football right now this week. I wasn't going to do it because it takes a lot of time. But I'm single right now, and I'm a home buddy, so might as well get into some fantasy football, you know?
All right.
Yeah.
His jam is fantasy football.
Fantasy football. It's almost football season. I'm excited about that.
See, that's like the one sport that I love to go to the games
yeah,
and stuff, but I don't know what's going on.
Tailgating's a good time.
Oh, yeah. Love everything that goes with it. It's just like the football part.
You don't need to understand it or just go there and have
a
good time.
Listen, I can
that's
cheer.
All that matters.
I can
yeah.
jump around. I can play with the crowd, but I
yeah.
don't know what's happening up
you
there.
You can play with the crowd? What do you do with the crowd?
Woo!
Oh, like the wave, and you get, okay, I got you.
I'm like the hype person. But,
hype it up.
But I don't know.
Heather Hopkins in the audience and the crowd hyping it up.
I am like the hype woman.
Yep.
Of life.
Football
but,
players
but
are
football
just be staring
too.
At you. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
So my jam this week, this is going to sound weird, but my jam is my mom. Like,
oh,
I
nice.
Love my mom so much. This week, she helped me out so much. I was so busy, and she came to my house and helped me clean it and then made me all these beautiful signs. I don't know if you guys can see this. This is the hookup,
right
and
there.
She made this other one. I love my mom. Mom, shout out to you.
Shout out to moms.
shout out to moms. They're amazing.
There. Yeah, I agree.
And they're just so selfless, and there's...
I agree.
They just love you for no reason.
Moms are the best.
And sometimes I suck and I get grumpy
yeah.
because of just
they
a lot
love
going
you for
on.
A reason.
But then they still call me. I'm like, yeah, Mom, I love you.
Because you're her child.
I know.
No matter what.
So my mom
no
is my jam
what.
This week. I love you, Mom.
Oh, it's so nice. I love you, Mom, too, if you're listening. I love you.
Okay, so Josh, this
yes.
is The Hookup. So obviously, we're going to talk about a lot of dating things.
Okay.
Now, usually, my episodes focus on like one dating topic.
Okay.
And I know that you love fitness, right?
I do.
And
yes.
you're going, what does this have to do with anything?
Okay, I'm in the hot seat right now.
He's on the hot seat. Okay, so you know how, like, when you go to the gym, you focus on one thing. You're like, okay,
yeah.
I'm going to do abs today.
Okay.
Today's
yep.
leg day.
Yep.
Today is,
chest
what
and
else
shoulders
do?
Today.
Chest
that I did.
And shoulders
yep.
today.
Back and biceps.
Okay. So, in dating, you know, my podcast usually, okay, today's we're talking about rejection. Today we're talking about moving on.
Yep.
But today, we are doing a total dating workout. Like, you
I'm
know
ready.
When you go to the gym and you do a total body workout
yep.
and you hit everything?
Everything.
We are hitting everything.
Ooh, it's going to be exhausting. It's going to be
so
exhausting.
So excited.
It's going to be a beautiful
so,
thing, though.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. I'm ready.
We
I'm
have
so
to have
ready.
The pep the whole time. Come on.
I'm pumped. I'm sweating now.
He's pumped. Okay.
Oh.
So, we got to start out with our warm-up, right?
Okay.
We got to
okay.
stretch. We got to right. stretch out all of
stretching
our dating
up,
muscles.
Neck,
so, we're
going to
go
back,
through a lightning round of questions.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Okay. So,
yep.
I asked him some of these before so he didn't have to...
And I still don't know the answers. It was very brief that I looked over this, so I don't know
yes.
what I'm going to say.
Yes. So here we go. Are you ready for our lightning round?
Fine. Let's do
okay.
it.
Okay. So first thing is, what is one thing you wish every girl knew?
One thing I wish every girl knew. About me or about just anything in general?
Just like one thing that guys are always like, oh God, I wish girls would just, I wish they just knew.
So what I wish that girls knew is that when it comes to social media and posting on Instagram, not to use filters or anything, like just post about them. Because it's different when you see them in real life and they don't look like what the picture is about. And I had a conversation with a friend about this the other day too. It's like, I like just natural, just a girl, and she doesn't need to do all this crazy stuff on there. I just like a natural woman. I think she's beautiful how she is.
So you want like the raw, no makeup selfie.
I mean, she could put some makeup on if that's fine. She looks pretty without it or with it, but I just like the raw deal.
All right.
So just be yourself. Don't put so many filters on. To me, it's a turnoff.
Yeah. Well, you know, the next question was one thing on a girl's social media profile that's an automatic turnoff. So is that it?
That is right there, but also
give
just
me another one.
A lot of, if I see a woman that she's just taking so many selfies all the time and into herself, they're not like modeling pictures, but just selfies, to me, it's a turnoff.
Okay.
Because I like someone being into
themselves. What do you like mixing? Like you just
that.
Like life. You like to see like, what do you, when you go to a girl's profile, what do you like to see? What's your favorite kind?
Of her just having fun, not really posing, interacting with family, with friends, with dogs and stuff.
Yeah,
just
with dogs.
Seeing her, with animals. I love animals. So I want her to do that, not to just be about her.
Yeah.
But I want to see like your life. I want to see how happy it is. Not too many serious faces. Like, just enjoy.
Fierce.
Yeah,
fierce.
But I mean, fierce is sexy still. I mean, throw some sexies out there.
Fierce is sexy,
but not too much about it.
How about one deal breaker for you? What's a deal breaker?
A deal breaker? For me, I think in the past, well, I know in the past, for me, a deal breaker is dishonesty.
Okay.
Like, I'm probably too open and honest of a person, but...
What do you mean by that? How can you ever be too honest and open of a person?
I don't know. Sometimes I probably should bite my tongue with things and it'll get me in trouble, but...
Oh, you mean you
like
say stuff
honest.
When you shouldn't say stuff?
Maybe, yeah, once in a
while. Josh!
I know. But I just don't like... I'm an open communication guy. I love honesty. I love truth.
Yeah.
And if somebody, like a woman I'm with, lies to me, it could be small, it could be big, but it definitely, it kind of hurts that trust for me.
Yeah, totally.
And it ruins... Then you start questioning everything.
Yeah.
And so that's a big thing.
I am with you on that. Yeah. I think just be straight up. No matter how bad it is, just tell me the truth.
Just be honest,
because
you respect
Then it really does set a bad... Once someone, you find out someone lies, you're like, they could be lying about this and this. Like, how do I... If you're going to lie about the small thing, then what's stopping you from lying about...
You can't trust them with the big things.
Yeah.
And then one lie leads to another lie. And
I'm with you.
I just don't like,
I hate
liars.
I hate dishonesty.
Yes.
Hate it.
Ah! 1,000,000%.
Okay. How about one flaw girls have said in dating you?
A flaw?
Come on. I know
about?
You
I'm
have
perfect.
Flaws. No, you're not.
Totally just kidding. I would say one of my main things that I've got to work on is the road rage. Like, I just...
What do you do?
Well, I'm not like a fast driver, but I don't like people that are just like on their phones all the time or sitting there and then you miss a light because they're sitting there fiddling on it. Or
so what is your reaction? Do you go give them the bird?
No, I don't give them the bird, but I'm like, what the fuck, man? Like, let's go. It's just... or like I'm trying to drive fast to get someone in the fast lane and somebody's going like 20 miles an hour less than what they're supposed to and they're in the fast lane.
Do you give them a beep?
Like, I'll give them a beep. Sure. It's like, what the hell is going on? I never give people the bird. I try to be nice, but I've got to let it out once in a while.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, I hate people with
What's
bird
your flaws?
I have to tell you.
What's your
well,
flaws?
Well, my flaws, I think I'm very, I think I can be impatient.
Yeah.
I like, and I also hate when people, like I like to, like, I hate games, so I don't like when someone starts like playing games. I'm like, hold on.
Let's be real.
Let's figure this out. Like, let's just.
I don't think it's a flaw. I mean that's the truth.
Yeah, I know. But sometimes people are like, they don't like to hear that.
Yeah, no, it's a good thing.
But yeah, I'm also very impatient. I think I got that from my dad. My dad is super impatient, and I've tried to work on it.
Yeah.
But I like to get things done. I'm very
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah.
And so
I feel like I can be a little bit of that.
So
too.
I can sometimes be bad at being like, no, things are gonna get better. It's gonna be okay. Sometimes I'm like, no, let's go now. So that's definitely my dating flaw.
Okay, okay.
One fashion trend every girl does, but should just stop.
Fashion trend every girl does, but should just stop. I think sometimes when I'm at the gym, I see girls, and I don't think every girl does this, but one of the things they
I'm
wear these high socks all the time,
I don't do that.
And it looks really bad. I just don't know why people do that. Yeah. I don't know. Do you do that?
No. Who wears high socks? I wish I could go to the gym naked.
Like,
I get so hot and sweaty. I'm like,
yeah, me too.
I just want to wear nothing.
Yeah.
Of course, I have to wear something.
You come on my naked chest with Josh Murray, and that's how we are. Just
naked,
so not sweating.
I can't wait, really.
But I think the high socks, it's weird. I think the girls that are really like into the working out sometimes. Uh-huh. So those are the ones that'll wear it, and it's just like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
I don't like it.
I don't like just, I just in general don't like intense people at the gym. Yeah. Where they like walk around like, they have this like face on, you know? You know the face?
Oh, I know
like
the face. Like the lifting face. I'm just like, it's like, dude, breathe, but not like that.
It's so bad.
Come on.
Or like the lady who's like,
yeah.
Like waiting for you to get off the equipment. You're like, I want
to
get off just because you're standing here, like breathing heavy.
That's way too intense.
Yeah, I'm like, yo, just go do something else for a second.
She's about to like eat you. She needs her protein in.
I know.
Like they're on something when they do that.
Yeah, intense people at the gym, not my jam, not my
jam.
All right, so now we got all stretched out.
Yeah, all stretched out. I'm working up a nice little sweat over here.
All right, so workout number one. We have to start at the beginning of dating. The approach.
Oh, goodness. Okay, the approach.
So, let's say you see a cutie, okay? And you're like, yeah. What do you do? What's the approach? Tell us.
Honestly?
Tell us. Are you silent but deadly?
I don't think I'm either. I'm a very shy person. I know you wouldn't believe that. But
believe this? Are we really gonna believe this?
I swear. That's been a flaw of mine for like my whole life is I'm very shy. Now when I go out, if I have some drinks, then I could possibly talk to someone. But I almost like when they initiate the contact or give me a sign, and still it takes me a while.
When you say gives you a sign, what kind of sign do guys look for?
Kind of just eye contact or maybe like a little flirtatious smile or something like that.
Okay,
I'll know she wants to talk and I still don't go over and talk to her.
So a lot of guys say that like when a girl does give the one, even if you just look once, how do you know? Like, does it take you like 3 times until you're like, okay, yes, they're into me?
You really, with me, I question stuff all the time.
Okay.
So I'm like, I feel like she is. I know she is. Yeah. My boys are telling me to talk to her, and I still don't. So I actually have a problem with that.
Okay.
Then so I don't date a lot.
Come on, you gotta just do it.
I need a coach. I need help.
What is the worst thing that could happen? She goes, ugh.
That's what I feel. Exactly. I'm rejected.
Oh my gosh,
I'm afraid of rejection, so I've never been rejected.
Do not be afraid of rejection.
Yeah.
Who cares? You know,
I
know who you are.
I tell myself that too.
You know who you are.
I tell myself that.
It doesn't even matter. You have plenty of people who love you in your life. Like,
yeah,
so what? One person goes, ew.
Yeah, it's true.
Worst that could happen.
Then I'll never talk to anybody again.
No! We're going to change it after this podcast episode.
I'm telling you, I went on TV because it forced me to date. It literally forced me to date. Yeah, it put me out there. I'm like, okay,
I need to
date now.
Where do you think that fear started where you're so, like, against that?
Honestly, I have no idea. It's just, like, almost an innate thing.
See, I could see for myself why I would be like that, but I'm not.
Why?
Because I was, like, rejected my whole life until I got...
How can you be rejected?
Trust me. I was the weirdo of my high school. like guys would run away from me.
Hard to believe.
Guys would literally run away from me. Like, I was like...
That bad?
Oh yeah, I was really little and like weird. I wore the same. I had like the cubbies where it said Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Yeah.
I wore the same 5 shirts. I mean, I wore
nothing wrong with that.
Like
weird
I was
thing.
Like, you know, I would text Scott. I didn't know social cues.
Yeah.
I mean, I would if I had a crush, I'm like, why wouldn't I call? Why wouldn't I text them? Why wouldn't I AM them a bunch of times?
Yeah.
Even if they didn't respond, I didn't
just
know.
Too much.
I didn't know. I honestly grew up like in a class of 10 kids, so I didn't know.
Oh wow, yeah.
What?
That's a lot.
I didn't know when I got to high school and like the mecca of boys. I'm like, how do we do this?
Yeah.
And so then I was just like, ooh, he's cute. Hey.
I feel like you progressed over time though.
I started to figure it out and get cool, even though I'm not that cool. I'm not cool at all. But I started
And that's what makes you cool, because you don't think you're cool.
I guess. I'm like the coolest uncool person.
Yeah.
It's that
cool, weird, awkward thing that's actually kind of sexy. Yeah, that's
yeah.
how it is. That's
yeah,
cool.
You know, rep it. okay, so your approach is that you don't approach?
Yeah,
is that what you're telling
it's
me right
tough,
now?
For sure.
Okay.
Because I don't date a lot.
You've approached someone once in your life.
Yeah.
I know you have.
Yeah.
Well, come on, tell me your move. Was it?
Then I got engaged twice on the shows.
So you've only approached 2 girls and ended up engagements? Is that what you're going to tell me?
Yeah, pretty much, no. I mean, for the most recent. I think, you know, I've approached people, you know, at my gyms and stuff like that back southeast. But I can talk to people.
Oh, no, you're one of those guys who approach people at gyms?
No, because, I mean, you just start talking because they're your gym. It was my gym,
okay,
so I've got to talk to everybody.
I thought you were like,
I don't talk to anybody at regular gyms.
Hey.
No.
I'm like, I hate your kind.
I definitely can't do that at those gyms, ever.
Don't do that.
Like, I don't like when people talk to me when I'm working out.
Me either.
Out,
I'm like, don't talk to me now. I'm sweaty. I don't, like... stay away.
No.
I smell.
I'm just talking about because I got to communicate and talk with people like at
my places.
Not at regular gyms.
I get it now.
No.
So you have nothing to contribute to this first workout.
nothing to contribute to this question. I'm just being honest. Like, it's very tough for me.
Wow.
It's very tough. I need to learn.
Well, I'll tell you guys my approach. I have no problem approaching guys.
Yeah.
I just go up and say, hey, I'm Heather.
So I should say, hey, I'm Josh.
Yeah, you can just go up and you're like, you just go, you see someone cute and you're like, hey, okay, I'll just go up and talk to them.
That works for you every time.
Every time it works.
Okay. All right, see, I'm learning.
You just walk up and you go, hey, I'm Heather, what's your name?
Hey, Heather, I'm Josh, nice to meet you.
Where are you from?
I'm from Atlanta.
That's so cool. What are you doing in LA?
Just hanging out with you on your podcast.
Oh, wow, this is crazy. How'd you get in my house?
This is so simple. Why couldn't you have told me this before?
Man. Now you know. Tonight you can try it out.
Okay, tonight I'll try it out.
Just walk up and say, hey, that is the best thing.
So you're saying I should go out more so I can actually start doing this and putting it to use.
Absolutely. Right. I just say go out and meet new people, make friends. Okay. Like I don't go out to like meet guys. I just go out to like meet people. I love people.
Okay.
People are so interesting, you know?
People are amazing.
You can never meet enough people, right?
I agree 100%. I seriously agree. I'll do it tonight. Fine, I'll do it tonight.
Okay, tonight. All right, next we're going to play something called Would You Swipe Right?
Okay.
Okay, ready?
Perfect, let's play that.
We're going to get a feel for what Josh likes and what he doesn't like.
All right.
And some of these girls might feel called out, but I promise I'm not.
I'm here to help. Trying to help myself,
all right,
obviously,
now, too. So this is, her profile says she's 24. Okay. She's a social media influencer.
Yeah.
And, oh, wait, hold on. Actually, I want to tell you a little dating fact, just because I like to sprinkle those in, right?
Oh, sprinkle it in.
All right, so here we go. Would you swipe right? This is what we're playing.
Okay.
But I wanted to tell you that, according to datingadvice.com, 20% of current committed relationships began online. Isn't that crazy?
Really?
1 in 5. Like,
wow. Okay.
It's pretty wild.
Okay.
17% of couples who married within the last year met on a dating website.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
So that's pretty wild.
Yeah.
So now that we know that, it's pretty relevant.
Yeah.
So
let's
talk about if you would swipe right.
Yeah. 100%.
So girls can make sure that they tailor their dating bio just right.
I think
so
it's
they
important.
Can maybe hit a
people
Josh
don't go
Murray.
Out that much or do that, so they talk or they talk online. Now.
Listen, I am about the online dating because I don't like to go out very much and it's so much easier. People nowadays just don't talk to each other. I wish they did. I mean, I talk to people, but they don't. You know, people are always like in their phones, unfortunately.
I agree.
So that's just the way life is. So we have to adapt. And
it's true.
Online dating is cool. Let's just make it cool, right?
Let's make it cool.
It's
a way. Let's go.
It's happening right now. We're making it cool.
Mm-hmm.
So here we go. 24, social media influencer. And her bio is, I really only have Bumble to get more followers. Would you swipe right?
No, absolutely not.
Why?
That's a left. I mean, a social media influencer that only has Bumble to get followers. She's just into that social media game, and I don't like that at all.
No.
I'm not, that's a big turnoff to me.
Okay, so I'm sorry. We'll name you Mandy.
Is that your profile?
That's me. You found me.
I found you. All right, see you later. This interview's done.
All right, next up. 39, still lives at home with her parents, but owns a startup baking business.
No, at 39.
And let's also assume all these girls are, like, attractive, okay?
And they're attractive.
Yeah, so this is just, I'm telling you, like, their bias.
So I'm a very independent guy. At 17, I was by myself, and I've always lived by myself and everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, somebody at 39 still living with their parents, while I respect that, like, do what you do, and I love my parents to death.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you kind of got to do your own thing, especially at that age. Yeah, I'd prefer you be outside of the house.
Yep.
I don't know what's going on.
But he'll buy some of your cookies.
I'll definitely buy the cookies. I'll support that cause.
Okay.
I'll support that cause because I love sugar.
All right, Betty, I'm sorry. He's swiping left.
I'm left.
Okay.
All day long.
All right, next up is 29.
Okay.
The first picture is of her popping bottles. She's like...
Yeah.
Okay, the next picture is of her with 5 guys standing.
Yeah.
Okay, the next picture... the bio is drink all day, play all night.
Yeah, see, that's not my type either. I don't care how good she looks. I'm not into partiers like that. I mean, that was a stage back in the day. I still never partied too much, but I don't want a woman that I want to be with being like a big partier like that. Like, I don't know. That's just not me. Yeah, that's a swipe left again.
We haven't
found my match yet.
Sorry, Trisha. Left.
See you, Trisha. Bye.
I'm naming these on the spot.
I'm sure you'll have a lot of fun with random guys partying every night, but not me.
She will.
Yep.
All right, next up, 33.
Okay.
She's got a sweet picture with her and her dog.
Mm-hmm.
Then she's got a picture of her with her family. Mm. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay, but her bio, here we go,
okay.
Is looking to have kids now. Biological ones.
Biological ones?
I always laugh. Okay. looking to have kids now. Biological clock is ticking. Need to find one.
See that?
ASAP.
Love the first two pictures, right? Love the first two pictures. And you know, I want to settle down and get married and have kids, but not like that. Like that just, oh
is
no.
Is that scary?
That's a little bit scary right
okay,
there.
Okay, I'm just going to tell you right now, because I see this all the time on guys, yeah. Where they're like, looking to find love now. Yeah. Like that is overwhelming,
yeah,
right?
It's a lot.
It's a lot. And that, but I'm telling you, that's something that, at least on the girl's side, I don't know sure. if you guys see that on the guy's sure. side, but on the girl's side, I see all the time lists yeah. where guys write, like,
they do that?
Looking for a relationship now, looking for this, like,
and
I'm
so
like,
demanding.
Whoa, he's like, they're like, I want a wife who's this. I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't even.
It's too much.
Yeah.
Like, I understand if
careful.
You want something, like, I want something, but it's like, you got to take your time when you're talking to somebody
yeah,
and
like,
feel them out, not just jump right into that
yeah,
right away. It's too
exactly.
much.
Exactly. Okay, so.
It's a turn off.
So now that we've gone through a couple examples. So ladies,
now
if you have any of those things, rewrite.
Yeah, it's time to redo
what
anything.
Do you want to see in a dating bio? What
yeah.
What will grab your attention? Mm-hmm. And I also ask you to write a bio for me.
Write a bio for you?
Yeah.
What would grab my attention is somebody that loves their family.
Yes.
You know, I'm a spiritual person, religious person, so maybe something about that. You know, dogs, of course, are great. Just something very simple. Nothing that's flamboyant and too showy and everything like that. Just keep it simple and keep it real.
Yeah.
Nothing like, I don't know. I don't like advertising kind of things or follow
what
me.
What do you mean
advertising? Like, you know,
what do
like
girls do.
Yeah, I don't, it's just I see social media and people are just like constantly just promoting them and promoting their just everything about it. I don't like that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So I mean, like I said, just keep it simple. I like the simpler the better. Maybe a couple fun emojis. But none of the parting stuff or the popping bottles or anything like that. And
I always say that it's better to write like a safe bio than
yeah.
like it's better to write that than like too much and turn off. Like
yeah,
that'll
yeah,
just
yeah.
like bios are important to an extent. Like
yeah.
it's more important as the pictures. The pictures
sure.
are way
pictures
more important.
Are everything.
Like
pictures
if you
are
can
everything.
Show you and your family and then your bios just like a couple emojis in your
exactly.
Instagram where I can find a little bit more about you, that's fine.
Less
I'd
is
rather
better than the
that
bio for me.
Than like where you're writing me lists of like
yeah.
what you want in a wife. Like that's
it's
intense. And even if
it's
your pictures
much.
Are great and I see that, I'm gonna be like
yeah.
no.
All the other stuff is too
so
much.
So it does matter, but just
keep
it simple and just
keep it simple for me.
That
like, makes me interested because I like just a down-to-earth woman,
yeah.
just a good girl who doesn't care about all the craziness in life.
Totally.
It's just keep it simple. I like that.
Ladies,
I don't like the
keep
craziness.
Keep it simple.
Simple.
All right.
Kiss.
Now that we've written dating bios, oh, wow, we're feeling really worked out, but
I'm
we still have way more of our workout left.
Sweating right. over here in the hot seat.
We're literally sweating as well. It's also like 90 degrees in LA right now, and my
it
apartment unfortunately does not have AC.
Okay.
I'm really sorry.
Oh, no, it's all good.
All right, next up, we're going to talk about communication.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready for this?
I'm ready for it.
All right, I want to hear if you're more of a texter or a caller.
Okay. I am more of, it depends on the person. I enjoy having conversation. I don't feel
yeah.
like people like jumping on the phone anymore. But I enjoy
I
that
love
texting.
It. I
yeah.
love jumping on the phone.
And it's good because you get to, if you're with somebody, it's nice hearing their voice instead
yeah.
of just through text.
And who has time to text all day?
You can't.
I don't understand that.
Yeah.
I don't even respond back to like my close friends. I mean, I
I'm
have
bad
trouble.
At that too.
I'm bad at that.
So bad.
If I could just get like a FaceTime,
yeah.
like I can talk to the person I'm into for like 10 minutes, that's
yeah.
so much better to me than like having to text all day. I'm like,
and
I don't
going
have time
back
for that.
And forth. And you
like, we're both
got
busy.
Stuff to do during the day.
Like,
yes.
let's get our. We have stuff to do. And then I like to hear about your day at the end of the day.
Yeah.
That's fine.
I think it says a lot about somebody, like you said, you stay busy, so you don't have time to text all day.
No.
Whereas if somebody's actually texting all day, it's like, what are you actually doing during the day?
No.
Like anything in life?
Yeah, and I don't want to be like, so what's
yeah.
up? I hate when people ask me, so what's up? I'm like,
up,
I don't brother? I don't know. Like I'm doing this and this. What
sky?
Like everyone like I don't know. You know what I'm saying? It's
I know what you're
just,
saying.
A little bit is okay, but
yeah.
when it becomes like where they're just like
a little bit's
cool.
good if you're doing stuff.
How like, about you?
Yeah.
Cool.
Exactly. I'd rather talk. If I'm in a relationship, let's talk for a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, like if something's
it.
Funny that happens during the day,
yeah.
you like send me a funny text or whatever, that's fine. Like
of course.
It'll happen naturally, but I just don't like to
it
do the whole like
time and place.
Conversation that doesn't end on text. Like just call me.
Absolutely.
Call
if you're having
me.
That long conversation,
yeah.
then call.
Yeah,
if you're just flirting throughout the day, then
and
it's
I wanna see your cute face. Like I don't wanna I don't wanna text you.
That's it.
All right, so let's say, gosh, you never approach girls, so I don't even know if this is going to apply to you again. He's so annoying.
I'm just being me, which is annoying, apparently.
I'm kidding. All right, so you're into a girl. Yep. You meet her the night before. What text or call do you send her the next day? What does it look like?
Usually the next day I'll text her and then tell her thanks, like I had a great time and everything like that. Mm-hmm. Let's get together again. But we probably talked about that the previous night, but just keeping it simple. I don't want to be overboard. You know, I kind of love to take it.
Hey, I could really see you being my wife one day. I love you so much.
You want to get married soon and start popping out babies?
It kind of felt like love at first sight. What do you think?
Exactly. <Don't>...
Feel like no, it's just proposal. Chill. It's just it's super easy. Just, hey, so-and-so, I loved meeting you. I'm still laughing about the story that you told me about your mom. Let's get together this weekend.
Nice and simple.
Chill. Not personable. Overboard. I think also it's important to be kind of personable.
Mm-hmm. Because for sure.
When it's just like, when I get a text, just hey, I don't even want to respond.
Yeah, it's not that personal.
Like, you're probably texting every person that you...
Don't do too much, but definitely don't do that little.
Don't
do that. That shows that you're not interested.
Just right in between.
And don't play games. I don't like games somebody doesn't
text
for a while.
I'm like the preacher, the hookup, I preach no games.
No games.
No games.
If you see a text, then just get back to the person. I don't care if you may be on your phone and respond 2 seconds later, so what? Just respond to
them. Thank you. So you're not the kind of person who waits like 3 days to text me?
No.
I'm like,
if I'm into somebody, I want
to
talk to them.
Exactly. Yeah. I hate that that's even a
games
thing. Why did that become a thing?
Games are not
Stop
good.
Stop it. We're
Big
not
turn
doing
off.
That. Big turn off.
Big turn off.
All right. Would you like if a girl texted you first?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind that at all. I actually like that. That'll make me feel like she really had a good time. She's into it. Like, I understand, like, chivalry and the man doing stuff, but I actually enjoy when the woman, it shows me that she's interested too, which makes me feel good. Yeah. Maybe she, like... If she feels like texting me, then just text. Don't think about it. Be like, all right, I gotta
That's
wait for him
say,
to text
screw
first.
It.
Just text.
That's what,
or call.
Just, who cares? Who cares?
Yeah.
Just, ladies, don't be afraid to make the first move.
No, don't, because at the end of the day, if he doesn't like you, then he doesn't. But if he likes you, he wants you to text or call.
You
or
just
show
said
interest.
The advice that I gave you
it's
at the beginning.
Yeah.
If he doesn't like you, then whatever. So hello.
But that's after they've actually gone on the date and talked. My problem is actually having the date and actually going and pursuing.
Okay, so you meet the girl, you're into it, right?
Yep.
What's your idea of the best first date? Where are you gonna take her? Give me the scene.
Best first date? For me, a first date, I really want to get to know that person.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to sit at a movie or sit somewhere where it's too loud or a sporting event or something. I want to know her.
What's up with the movie thing?
I don't know, because you can't talk to the person. I don't really ever go to movies on first dates ever.
I don't even like to go to movies with friends. Like, no. I'm like, I want to talk to my friends. Like, why
you
would I want
to
go
to
sit and like...
Exactly.
No.
You
want to
find somewhere more intimate and chill where you can ask questions, get to know that person.
Exactly.
Relax, maybe have a drink glass of wine or a bottle, right, if it's not going well.
Sure.
But just be somewhere, like for me, or walk around or, you know, maybe go outside and do something. Something where you can listen to somebody and get to know about them more and really feel like, all right, let's pursue a second date now.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah.
Good job. You passed that question.
Yeah, good. Thank you.
Okay, how about your turnoffs during a date? What things could a girl do that you're like, oh God? Well, actually, there's probably a lot of things.
I have a couple, yeah, for sure. What I've experienced, and even in relationships I've been in, like when you're on the phone too much, you're on a date, if you're just looking at the phone or texting or looking at social media, it's like, what are you doing? Focus about the present. It's the biggest turnoff for me.
Yeah, totally.
Or if somebody is
I put my phone away.
You should just put your phone away.
In general, enjoy but in life, person. You guys, in general, if you're with people, just focus on being with people. Like,
exactly.
Put it away.
Like, I'm just kidding. I was pretending to be on the phone. I hate that. It's
just
not,
like
it's
focus
terrible.
On the people, the beautiful people in front of you. Like your phone will be there. Your all your notifications. It'll be
it's
really exciting.
Be
you
good.
Get to like come back a couple hours later and be like, oh my God, it's so popular.
Exactly.
That's so much more fun.
But enjoy
than,
the present when you're with somebody. Enjoy them. Enjoy what's going on there. That's it's a turnoff
with all relationships, but
all
especially
relationships.
On a date too.
Oh, especially
get
on a
off
date.
The phone.
And even if you've been with somebody forever, still be respectful and be present. Because for me, it's just such a turnoff.
Yeah.
Such a turnoff.
Totally.
And then, like, I love asking questions and getting to know about somebody. But if all you're doing is asking questions and she's not interested in asking you questions back, first it shows she's not interested. But second, it's just like she's all into herself.
You girls do that?
Yeah, they do it sometimes, for sure.
Where they're just like, next?
Yeah, pretty much. Or they don't talk. Maybe they're shy or something like that. But it's like, you know.
Wow.
This is a one-sided date.
That's
Can
sucky.
I get another
I can't
bottle
imagine.
Of wine, please? For myself.
Just me.
Or the check, please.
All right, how about turn-ons during a first date?
Turn-ons? I think attentiveness. Somebody who's having a good time and just being herself. And you can tell when somebody's genuine. I like when I'm asking questions and she's giving me honest answers or talking and expressing how much she loves her family or what she's doing, just happy stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I enjoy that. So that's kind of turn-offs is, I guess, attentiveness.
Yeah.
And really feeling like she's into the date, not
just
looking
like
around
a genuine,
about what's going
like,
on.
She's present. And
she's
just
present.
Being
present is huge, and being genuine is obviously huge. Yeah.
So I want to hear, what does a happy relationship look like to you?
Oh, man, I haven't had one in a while.
Stop.
A happy relationship.
Maybe
to
after
me,
tonight.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
After tonight,
love of your life.
Done. I'm there. I'm in. I think a happy relationship for me. Is because I want to find my best friend. Like, I want to just be with my best
You're
friend.
You're going to steal my answer. Yeah. Why did you do that?
But it's
that
the
was
truth.
My answer.
Was it your answer?
Yeah.
Sorry. I'm coming to hijack your podcast, Heather. The Hookup with Josh Murray and Heather Hopkins.
Yes.
But no,
so
like being
best
with your best friend.
Friend.
I mean, that's
Absolutely.
Huge for me. I want to be able to talk to them. I want
to
be able to go through the good, the bad, and just us be on the same page.
Yeah.
I mean, the looks fade over time. You want to just be with that person and be able to say or do anything.
Yeah.
And that's what I haven't yet been able to find my entire life is a best friend, and I can't settle for anything less than that.
I completely agree.
Yeah.
Like, best friend is like the perfect, like,
so
who doesn't want to hang out with their best friend?
Exactly.
They're just like goofy and
you're
fun
there for,
and
you're
like,
on the same team as
yeah,
them.
Yeah, and like you don't have to worry
them.
About like trusting that, like you trust your best
trust
friend.
Is huge.
Like you it's
because you wouldn't do anything to hurt your family.
Exactly.
And that's like your family, your best friend.
Yeah.
You wouldn't do anything to hurt them. So
exactly.
That trust is there. Everything's there.
Yeah. And it's like you're just
it.
Supporting each other and having fun with life.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
Absolutely. All right. So the next question I know you have some trouble with before when I told
Uh-oh.
You about how I might bring this up.
Uh-oh.
So let's say she's not into it. She's
okay.
not into you. I'm sorry, Josh.
No?
She's not
what?
Into you.
This is impossible.
She, I mean, I want to know how you deal with this rejection. I mean, have you ever been rejected? Don't you dare say no. Oh my gosh, she's going
to
say no.
I haven't put myself in position, I don't think, and that's my fault to be rejected in a sense.
Tonight,
because I don't
want you to get
women.
Rejected like 20 times.
Yeah, you want me just to go for it?
I want you to, yes, yes.
And what happens if it doesn't happen?
That's annoying.
I'm just kidding. I'm sure, I feel like I probably have. I don't remember situations because not that I haven't been rejected. I haven't put myself in position to be rejected.
Yeah.
I think that's what's always been my fear for some reason. It's like almost an innate bad quality I have is that I don't approach women that I'm attracted to or want to get to know because I'm too shy about it, right? And maybe I'm afraid that they're going to say no. So I just don't do it. So I don't get rejected. Not that I'm not going to get rejected.
Mm-hmm.
It's just I haven't because I haven't put myself in position to, I don't think.
Right.
I tried to on the shows, but...
Why don't I answer this for him?
Yeah, answer it. You answer the
Because
question.
You guys know how I grew up being rejected a lot. So how you deal with rejection is you just suck it up, okay? Mm. You know who you are. You have plenty of people who love you, and you're going to be okay. That's the worst. The worst has just happened. You know, you've been rejected. Okay, boo-hoo you.
Mm-hmm.
Keep going.
Okay.
Who cares, you know?
I like that. No, I think that's great. It's a great attitude.
Like, let's not be like...
Nobody loves me.
No, you're loved. You'll be fine. You're going to meet the perfect person who's going to think you're the bomb diggity, shiggity biggity.
Shiggity biggity.
And you're going to be fine, okay? Let's just simmer.
Okay, fine. I'll start going out and getting rejected just for you.
Yes.
All right?
It builds character.
Fine.
It's good for you.
Fine. I'll do it. Starting tonight.
Okay. So
I get depressed now. Totally ruined my life.
Nope, but you're gonna meet someone bomb diggity shiggity biggity.
Shiggity wiggity diggity.
And you need to just who cares? It'll
Done.
Be fine. It'll
Sold.
Be fine. All right.
Sold.
So now let's say that you're not into the girl, okay?
Yeah.
You got on this date and you're like, oh crap.
Mm-hmm.
Oh no. I'm not into this.
Yeah.
What do I do? Do you ghost her? Here's something. I have a vocabulary word.
Yeah.
So in LA, there's this thing called breadcrumb boys.
Breadcrumb boys.
Do you know what that is?
I don't.
Okay, so
Explain.
Bread. I just learned this vocabulary word, and I love it because it's such a good word for guys in LA.
Yeah.
Where they like to keep you around.
Yeah.
They respond to your stories. They like your photos. They may text you like every once in a while, but very rarely.
Okay.
And this is after they talked to you a bunch, and then they just decided like take a chill.
Yeah.
So they're like breadcrumbs. You can't get rid of them. They want to like, you can't pick them all up. Like, they just want to keep you around. Like, they just don't, they're just kind of there.
Then if you notice that as a woman, you should just stop talking to the person.
I mean, yes, that's the the yeah. sound thinking woman. But I mean, when you're really into someone, it's kind of, you know, whatever. Yeah. But okay, so do you ghost? Are you a breadcrumb boy? Are you straight up? You just cut it?
My biggest problem my entire life is everybody hates hurting people, but I super hate hurting it, especially if I go on a date and I know somebody's into me, or I feel like they're into me.
Are you about to tell me you're a breadcrumb boy? Them.
No, I just, so what I'll say is I don't know how to tell them I'm not as into them. Yeah. It's a very tough thing for me because I don't want to be an asshole.
Yes.
The second that I say, you know what, I had a great time, but you know, I think we should just be friends.
Yeah.
Then I'm seen as a bad person. So I just continue talking to them, but not trying to talk to them. Mm-hmm. Or I guess, quote unquote, ghosted a couple girls before. Not because I don't want to be mean, but I don't know what to do.
I will admit to ghosting. Yeah. I want to not, but sometimes it's almost like a lot of people can't take the truth.
Yeah.
And that's what I want to preach on my podcast. Like, people just be willing to accept the truth.
Yeah.
Like, just like if someone,
don't be mad at the person.
Like, it happens to everyone. Like, sometimes you just don't hit it off, and that's okay. You're going to find someone who you will hit it off with.
I agree.
So just be okay with people being straight up too. That's,
it's tough. I mean, stuff hurts.
But I've ghosted when it's like, well, we went on one date.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like,
the problem is I always have a good time when I go on dates, whether I know I'm into them or not. I still want to show them a good time. I like treating women.
And we're both very social people. Like, it's not like we can pretty much have fun with anyone. That's how I am.
Let me ask you a question then. If I'm on a date with a woman, right, and I'm not hitting it off, but I like having them have a good time, so I'm going to be myself. But when I'm myself, sometimes I'm too nice and it may seem flirtatious. Do you just pretend like I'm not having, I don't know how to do it.
No, not at all. I think,
what does a woman want?
I think that's a very hard, I mean, I'm the same way.
Yeah.
Like, I can have, I love people. I do get along with everyone.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like a dog who, people,
wag your tail at everybody.
Yeah,
that comes
I love people.
Love
I have,
me.
Yeah, I have no problem with that.
Yeah.
So, I'm not gonna be like sucky the whole day. You know, who wants to hang out with a sucky person?
No, it's the worst.
So, the way I look at it is just making a new friend.
Yeah.
You know, and just I mean,
so what would you say to them afterwards? Like, I had a great time with you.
Yeah, just be like, but like,
you're
that's exactly what I would say. That's what I've said.
You're right. You're
just make a new friend. That, I mean, don't be like, who wants? I mean, it's, you're both spending the night, and it's, I mean, spending whatever time together.
Yeah.
And so you may as well have fun and make a new friend. That's the worst.
Yeah.
That can happen when you go on dates. You make a new friend.
Okay.
Or you make a good story.
See, that's
what
I'm afraid of too, and why I don't date a lot, because, you know, I'm a little selective, as we all should be, and when you go out on a date, before the date, you may be like, maybe I won't like her, so you don't do it because you don't want to be a jerk later on.
I know.
I like your approach and being like, you know, I had a great time. You know, I can see us building a friendship.
Exactly.
And then that's it.
That's what you got to do.
Yeah. Okay.
Because otherwise you'll never put yourself out. Like, you should experience many people. You should experience I like this, I don't like this. Like, it's just good for you.
I agree. That's what my parents always said. You need to date more. You need to
date more.
So I went on the shows. I was like, all right, fine, I got a date. Let's just go on the
bachelor. So let me go on the television.
Just go on and get engaged. Okay, my first time dating in years. Just get engaged. Screw it.
Okay, so now we've figured out exactly how to end things with someone.
Right.
I mean, I feel like that was pretty useful for people.
Being nice,
Yeah, just make a new friend. If you go on a date, make a new friend or get a great story, right?
Yeah. Done.
And then end it by just, if you're not into it, just be like, okay, you know what?
Yeah.
I would love to, I think you're awesome.
Yeah.
I want to have a friendship.
Yeah, okay, perfect.
That's chill. I would love to receive that text. No
and
problem.
I should do that. I should have done that in the past instead of, I guess, ghosting people, because I still feel bad sometimes.
I'm learning too. It's okay.
We all
have been there. It is okay.
It's
not even that, it's, sometimes it's not even, I'm not a mean person, but sometimes I just don't. It's not like I'm like we're not in deep enough for me to be like, I'm not going to break up with them. They're going to think that's weird.
For sure, exactly.
So it's like, what do I do?
The
easiest thing for me is just
anymore.
I think you won't notice. So I just,
see you later. Just ghost away.
Exactly.
Bye.
So I get it. But I think it is good that we would say, you know, see this as friends.
Okay. I think it's a good idea.
Yeah.
I just never want to lead somebody on, but you want to have fun at the same time.
Yeah.
So I think afterwards.
Yeah.
By saying that you're friends, and that's good.
That's good.
Okay.
All right, so now this is the end of our workout. Okay, we're on our last workout.
Right.
All right, so this is what now?
What now?
All right, you're moving on. Okay.
Moving on.
You know, you ended things.
Yep.
You're sad, maybe.
Yeah.
Or maybe you're happy. What's your
trick? Happy. I've been very happy.
What's your tricks to moving on?
So once you get released from prison, you've kind of
Oh my gosh.
The tricks has been weird situations for me just because it's been too publicized with everything. But I think hanging around family, being around friends, being around positive energy, good people, you need a good support system around you. After a breakup, it's tough and you don't want to sulk by yourself. Whether you feel good about it or not, it still is a tough thing because two people are kind of feeling hurt at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And I think just staying around family or friends and doing staying busy. Idle time is the devil's playground. Yeah.
I mean, stay busy. Like, do things you love. Go hiking. Go work out. Go. Mm-hmm.
Definitely work out. It releases a lot of endorphins.
Totally.
And you just feel so much better.
Go hit up a friend that you hadn't been able to see in a while, you know?
Yeah. Go have a couple of drinks with some friends. Go relax.
Yes.
Like, just do something.
Just do something.
Because if you sit around and sulk, it just makes it worse.
Oh, no.
You can't do that.
You're going to dig yourself in a hole.
Yes.
And you know what? You're wasting days of life. You got to live it up.
Live it up.
Because we only get one life, right?
That's it. One life.
We can't waste any days.
Enjoy. You never know what could happen tomorrow. Just enjoy.
But of course, after breakup, like, take it in. Like, let yourself cry.
It's okay to have feeling and have emotion.
It's okay, you guys. We're accepting emotion.
Yeah.
You're allowed. You're allowed now.
It's all right.
Yeah, so just stay busy.
Yeah.
So, well, you know, we worked out.
Can I get a towel, please?
Sore, and now this is the best part of the workout, right?
Okay, all right.
Okay,
yeah.
So we have done our dating workout.
Okay.
This is the happy time, and after working out, you usually get to eat, right? And,
yeah,
and eating is, like, happy, right?
That's like, you know. That is very happy. Sometimes too happy.
So in dating, we're gonna translate that to you're happily ever after.
Now.
You're happily ever after, okay?
I like the transition.
So... You like this?
I love this. This is great. Good job.
All right. So you're happily ever after. You have found your wifey, Josh. How happy are you? Are you stoked?
I'm so happy.
Are you so excited?
I'm so happy. I've been waiting my whole life to find my wifey. But I'm so happy. It's nice to, because if I found my wifey, that means I found my best friend. That means, like, I feel great and I'm happy about our future and everything. So, yeah, it's probably the best time of my life for sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. So what is it, though, that makes you so excited about getting married?
I love my alone time too, but I just want to be with a partner in crime, kind of. Like, I want to be with my best friend. I want to be there with somebody that's on my team, somebody I can just do anything with.
Yeah.
And just feel such an emotional attachment and vulnerability, and just you can be yourself around.
Yeah.
And I like that, and I like just having a family. I'm used to, my parents were young when they had me, so I've seen my parents' relationship, and they're still together after 30 something years, and it's just a great thing and something that I want. And I wanted a family. And having a wife is just, I mean, that'd be the best day of my life.
I mean, not a wife, but a husband. It's just like, is having your best friend around all the time and just like knowing that like they're not going away. Like they're here for you, whatever. And your guys are there
forever.
For you for whatever.
Yep.
That's like a very peaceful feeling. Feeling.
Thinking about it, I feel happy about it.
Right?
One of these days, hopefully.
But yeah, It'll happen.
I cannot wait for the day.
So, what would a typical day with a married Josh look like? What do you like imagine, like, you and your wife, like, what does it look like? You wake up, what happens?
Wake up, obviously.
Let's go through the dream.
I'm cooking breakfast. I love cooking in the morning, you know, have some eggs
and
bacon or whatever.
Are you a good cook?
Yeah, I cook all the time. I cook very plain stuff, but healthy, you know, so she may have to cook some other stuff later to spice it up a little bit. But I feel like just being active with them. These are before kids or during kids or both?
Sure, you want to hit both? Absolutely.
We'll go before kids first. So I feel like a good day is waking up, having a good breakfast, getting a good workout in at my F45 gyms back in the South.
Are you guys a fit couple?
I feel like a fit couple, an active couple.
Okay.
You know, not like an intense, like gym maniac fit couple, but like a good shape, fit, healthy couple. That's what I like.
Yeah.
You know, just do something outside, get some work done during the day, have fun, and just, you know. No, just enjoy. I'm simple. I'm really like a home buddy. I don't need to do crazy stuff to
be
happy.
You say home buddy.
Yeah, I'm a home buddy.
Home buddy. No, what is that?
I'm a home buddy.
Home body. Home body. There we go.
Yeah.
You got it. Home body.
It's that crazy accent I have. And I like the simple things in life. I'm a pleaser, so I just want my wife to be happy, so I want to make sure that she's happy. And whatever she enjoys doing, I enjoy doing. That's just how I've always been.
Yeah.
So, and then when we have kids, I mean, it's going to be crazy. Crazy household.
What gets you most excited about having kids?
Just, I love kids, and really? I love just having, like, that's my blood, like, that's mine.
That's what I'm most excited about, having a mini-me. I'm also scared, yeah. but, like, I'm also yeah. really excited, because uh-huh. I just want to, I feel like my child's going to be hilarious.
Hilarious.
Like, they're just going to be, like, oh, for sure. really sassy, and just, like, mom, and be like, you know what, you little...
She's gonna, like, they're going to run the house,
just like
huh?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like, I can't, I mean, I can wait, but... Yeah, so, yeah. I also can't wait to
that's
see
what
a mini,
wait,
a mini human of me looks like. Yeah. Like, me and my best friend, like... Imagine seeing, like, a mini version of that. I mean, that's gonna be
that's
that
phenomenal.
Child is gonna be great. I'm very excited
that's
for that.
I can't wait too. And to just bring him around and have fun with him, bring him to parks, take him to sporting events, be a coach. I just think it's all fun.
You're gonna be a coach?
Yeah, I'm always gonna be there for the kids. That's why I like having a job or working, to where when I have a family and have yeah. kids, I can do what I want and be
and
there when I want. I don't
yeah.
want to be away.
Exactly.
So I like sacrificing things in order for my future family at some point.
Well, that was fun.
Yeah, that was a blast.
We just dreamed up your whole wifey.
Oh, are you saying I'm single now? Oh, damn, I forgot.
All right,
I was
guys.
Thinking I was married right there. I was thinking I was married for a second. Damn, I was so happy.
He was like, yeah, actually, I'm going to go home
now.
Right now.
Time for depression again. No, just kidding.
No, it'll happen. You're going to meet the most amazing girl.
I hope so.
And it's going to be great.
Just not on TV again.
No, not
real
on TV.
Life.
You're going to meet an
real
awesome...
Life.
Real
person would be
bestie
nice.
For the restie.
Yes, I hope so.
I think that phrase is out too. My bestie mom updates me on the
your mom's
out
giving me some good stuff.
You know, I say a lot of I make up a lot of things, yeah. and so either sometimes people are like, "That's
I say
so really
just make it up and
lame.
Own it."
Yeah, of course, I own it. Oh, trust me. Told you, I'm very uncool.
Yeah,
I'm like cool uncool.
No, but uncool is cool. You're cool.
I'm cool.
You're good.
All right, so let's write the challenge. So the challenge, okay. Let's say, guys, go out there, get rejected. Okay.
Yeah.
That's what Josh is going to do. I'm sending him outside after this. I'm going to have him ask out. No matter who they are walking by, you're going
to
ask them out, okay?
Hey,
I don't care if it's
today?
A guy, a dog.
So this means that I'm going to have to go out of my house then later, too, and I'm going to have to actually do
you're not,
something.
You don't have to
time.
Be a home buddy.
Damn, you're
you can't
my
be
life
a home
here,
buddy.
just want to stay at home and eat, like, jelly beans and Oreos and watch
dear.
TV.
Oh, dear. No. We're sending you out tonight.
Fine. Spread my wings.
Spread your wings and soar.
Soar like an eagle.
Get all rejected. Right. Get girls who are like, ew.
That's my homework.
That's his homework. That's
I'm
your guys' homework,
about
too.
Homework now.
So let's talk about where people can find you. Also, I want them to listen to your podcast because, you know, who doesn't want to see Josh naked, right?
That's right. Nobody does. Let's be real. Nobody wants to see this.
It's him eating pizza and jelly beans.
Yeah,
like, just
exactly.
completely naked.
That's it.
With a microphone.
So you can imagine me eating pizza and jelly
like,
beans
wow.
what I actually look like under the shirt. It's
I mean,
no
girls
bueno.
Are going wild right now.
No bueno. If they're drunk, I gotta get them drunk to pay attention to that.
So, yeah. So your podcast is on, where can they find your podcast?
Yeah, so the podcast, so my handle on IG is JoshMurray11.
Yes.
And then the podcast handle is Naked Chats with Josh Murray.
Yes.
I'm so bad with social media, I'm trying to get better, but I'm pretty sure those are the handles.
Yep. Or so you can find him there. We love to support other podcasters because it's like a family here, right?
Absolutely.
So so make sure you guys listen to his podcast. And thanks so much for coming.
For
you feel worked out?
Awesome. I do.
You feel like all of your dating.
I feel like I burned like 500 calories.
You probably did in this heat.
That was great.
This is what I do. I purposely, I bring people in.
I appreciate this.
And I'm like.
This was my sauna after the workout that I missed.
Exactly. My house is a sauna. It's amazing. I love to treat my guests to a sauna.
I appreciate the sauna. I needed it. She read my mind.
I know. All right. So Josh is going to go get rejected all tonight.
Yep.
And so are you guys, right? I want to hear some stories. Make sure you guys talk to me on social media. Let me know what happens at Heather A. Hopkins. And I will see you guys next week. This is The Hookup with Heather Hopkins. And I love you guys. Thanks for listening.
If you guys enjoyed the show, please show your love by leaving a review on iTunes. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I hope that you have the most amazing week.